W9BN, W9BN in Greenville. KF9U, Williamson, Michigan. Did you get my email yet, Ray? Looks like a lot of the Echolink sites are down today.
W9U from W9BN.
Hey, good morning, Ray. You're sounding good into there. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at my list of stations that I have in the favorite area, and practically, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are off. I did notice that the W9YT one was up and working, and also this one in Greenville, South Carolina. So, I wonder what's going on. W9BN, KF9U.
KF9U, W9BN. Okay, Fred. Yeah, I tried connecting to W9YT, and it shows as being available, but when I tried to connect, it shows busy. And did not connect. So, I don't know, some kind of weirdness going on. Maybe some of those hackers decided it would be a profitable thing to mess around with this. But if that were the case, I guess I'll probably become kind of disappointed. So, time will tell. Hopefully by next week things will be back working again. You're also sounding good here, by the way. Kind of a pretty morning here. I think it's about 74 degrees, so not a bad start to the day. KF9U, W9BN.
Yeah, Roger, I hit the wrong button here. Yeah, you're sounding good. Kind of a nice morning here. The sun is getting up. It's up, kind of bright, but it's not coming in the ham shack yet. I got to give it about another 10 minutes, I guess, and it'll start coming through the window, the east window in the ham shack here. Other than that, yeah, it looks like it should be pretty good. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, because there's, like I say, there's a whole bunch of them. The Dewdrop In one, which is a big one, it's up and operating in Chicago. The one on Caesar's Head, South Carolina, seems to be working. But yeah, somebody must have pulled the wrong switch someplace. Our local MSU one has been down for about 2 weeks, so I don't know what's going on with there. We have a Tuesday evening thing here for the Michigan State Amateur Radio Club, and that Echolink has been down. I think that's internally issue, but whatever. Yeah, other than that, maybe it's going to be a nice day. It's supposed to be it's about 58 here right now in Williamson. And it's supposed to be about 75 the time we turn off, tee off this morning, or tonight. So it should be a nice evening. Zero chance of rain, I guess. So back to you there. I wonder if maybe K2YN, your neighbor over there, might be listening. He pops into this one once in a while. W9BN, KF9U, Williamson, Michigan.
F9U, W9BN. Okay, Fred. Oh, well, sounds like you're going to have a good evening for golf. Well, I just actually got up and looked at the thermometer this morning. I think the TV was reporting 74. We're at 68. So, and the high humidity. We had a good heavy rain last evening. I guess around 4 o'clock or so. And raised the humidity level and took the temperature down. So I guess we got to take one with the other. Not much to report here. Been on 6 meters just a tiny little bit. Band's been open to Europe a few times. And didn't really spend much time, though, there. I did work in an EA-8 on FT-8, but that was about it. Yesterday I saw a print for 5T5 PA, but it was just literally just a single print. And it's kind of interesting to note the propagation variations. I've got a couple fellows. Oh, I think one of them's around 15 miles away. The other one's probably more like 30, 40 miles away. And our openings occur at different times, or not at all. So interesting to watch that when that's going on. Let's see, other than that, I guess there was a VHF contest this weekend. Listened around a little bit in that, and worked one station over in Wisconsin, and that was it. And most of the activity was on FT8. It was just loaded up on 50.313, and CW sideband part of the band was pretty dead. KF9U, W9BN.
Yeah, okay, Roger. Yeah, I haven't been doing too much hamming here the last week or two. I'm trying to get some of the things done outside. yesterday was pretty decent. I got, after we did our exercise, I went and got, went to the bank, and went and looked at some new slacks and things like that, and didn't see anything I liked. I've been kind of liking the IZ. I've been using most of that for golf, but I had to get some that were a little bit smaller. And, boy, they all seem chintzy from the last time I bought some, so I didn't get any. I'll have to see. I sure miss trying to think of the one in Platteville, Wisconsin. I used to get a lot of clothing from them, and when I was working the stuff, I got the local shirts and hats and everything. I'll think of it. But they used to be pretty nice, and the quality was always good, and I never had a problem. But the way they're doing now, stuff was in 15,000 different countries, and you never know what you're going to get for quality. That's for sure. And let's see. Yeah, I got to get back at trying to get FT8 up. And I think I'm going to start from scratch and see what's going on. Been playing with the new TV and with all the controllers and everything else. Darn it, things don't work the way they should. I don't know what's going on. It works, and then sometimes the sound bar is messing up. And, of course, you got the different remote for the cable TV and different one for the TV and a different one for the Facebook portal. And none of them seem to want to be able to put all into one. I'll have to figure out what's going on with that. W9BN, KF9U.
Okay, Fred. Yeah, the remotes, I understand. I've got a Logitech remote that I use to control the TV and the auxiliary receiver and the cable TV box. And even it does about 90% of what I want it to do. But for some reason, it just doesn't do everything either, just as you describe. So, thus I end up with several remotes here. I've got that one I just described that'll do the TV and that'll do the auxiliary receiver that I have my speakers connected to. But then I've got a separate one for the Roku, and it's a pain. Well, Fred, I wonder if you've got the 8K or the 4K TV. I'm waiting for the latest vintage of the Sony's to come out. Take a look at them. It's supposed to be here by mid-August, I think. And I don't know if it'll be much different than this year's versions, but thought I'd take a look. And there's an outfit online called RTINGS, like ratings.com, and they do a great job of reviewing TVs. So I'm waiting to see what they have to say about this latest 2021 version. And then I'll make a decision. I'm either looking at Sony or Samsung. And they give reasonable ratings to the Samsung, which had now been out for a few months. And the Sony I've got here in the family room, gosh, it's 15 years old and it keeps playing along. So it'd be nice to get one that had everything integrated in it. But that ain't probably happening. I'll probably still hook up to my auxiliary audio. And I got to head out here in just a few minutes and head off to the doctor this morning. And then I got to pick up some stuff at the doctor's office for Mina, some imaging, so she can take it to a physical therapist for she's got some aches and pains in the knees. So welcome to the world past 70. KF9U, W9BN.
Yeah, Roger. I heard somebody else popped in there to the repeater. Just wonder if anybody else needs to use it. Just stand by for a second. KF9U, Williamston, Michigan. Oh, I guess not. It might be just something where things are going on. It's kind of funny here this morning. Yeah, that's about the year, about 15 years ago, the Sony X Bravia that we had. I moved downstairs into the family room. And I've got the auxiliary receiver and all of that stuff for the surround sound. And the new one with the sound bar and all of that stuff. Everything is fine when we're just using regular channels and so on, and the audio is fine. When we want to go to Netflix or something like that, or use a movie or a DVD or something like that, is when you'd want to use the surround sound and the sound bar that's with it. And I have to manually turn off or move the audio of the TV down to basically zero. Otherwise, I get a little echo in their in the audio when we're using the surround sound and so on for a movie or something like that. But yeah, it takes some time to learn everything, I'll tell you. And of course, all the kids do this stuff like it's nothing, you know. Talk to the kids and they say, "Well, you should know this and you should know that." Yeah. I know my radios, but when it comes to some of this other stuff, it's gotten, you know, when you're, like I say, 75 plus, it's hard to stay up with all of this stuff. Hard enough just for the radios. I, of course, with the 7610, I haven't even scratched the surface of that thing. But it's a lot of fun to play with, I guess. So, yeah, Rosie and I both got our annual stuff with the cardiologists and stuff tomorrow afternoon. And I'll see if he wants to play golf again. We haven't played together for 2 years. He lives, our cardiologist lives just a hop and a jump from our place. And when his kids were a little bit younger, they always came to our place for trick or treat and all of that stuff. And we also see him at May, so he'll probably want to get out and play some golf together again. But back to you. Looks like I'm going to time this thing out. W9BN KF9U Williamson, Michigan.
On you, W9BN. Okay there, Fred. Well, that's nice. That's handy having them nearby. Hopefully having your cardiologist in close proximity won't become a desirable thing from a medical perspective. Lordy. I don't remember when I see mine again. I think it's still several months away. So, he's a good guy. Very studied. And listens well. So I guess those are two good traits. And smart. You kind of want that in a cardiologist, don't you? And, okay, on the remotes and the sound bar and... all that stuff, and I can see where if you had both audio systems going, that you could have the delay from one to the other, and you get the echo. I literally never use the speakers on the TV. I always use the surround sound capability. So. That eliminates that part of the problem, I guess. And, I think what I heard on here also was a little bit of skip. I haven't looked this morning to see what kind of conditions exist on 2 meters, but for the last several days, when I look at 2 meter propagation, I'll see... very strong propagation along the eastern seaboard, north and south. And generally it doesn't extend quite as far inland as we are, but I guess we're just catching a little bit of it. And let's see. I guess really not anything else new to report here, Fred. I gotta leave and just about 3 minutes to get to the doctor, so I will bid you adieu, my friend. I wonder if you've talked to Paul at all and how he's doing. I think the last time I heard about him, he was trying to put together his list of inventory of what he had lost in each of the different rooms. And what a task that is. And yeah, that gives one incentive to go and create a list like that, and put it in safe deposit box or somewhere that that isn't going to be destroyed if there's a catastrophic event. KF9U, W9BN.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a repeater ID. Yeah, I heard one a little bit earlier when we turned over, and I think it was a different call, too, so it's probably getting some skip in there. Yeah, I did talk to Paul a couple days ago. The insurance company finally on the for the dwelling, they were ready to cut a check for him. He's still staying with a friend there. They hadn't moved in a mobile home or anything for temporarily. Probably going to take close to sometime next year before they get the house rebuilt and everything. Yeah, that is a bad thing. He's still working on the personal items and everything, and that'll take a while. And I told him that, you know, start getting a hold of credit cards and bank statements and everything else, and that might help you too if they should have it. And I have everything back in Quicken going back for like 20 years, and I told him the same thing, and he says, "Oh yeah, I have Quicken also." He said, "Gee, you think they might have copies?" And I said, "They may very well have a backup." Contact them, and the one that turned that you had a fire, that everything is gone, they may be able to rebuild your Quicken. We were into the credit union yesterday to just take some cash out, and I asked him, I says, "You know, what's the smallest safety deposit box you got?" And only it's like $25 a year or something like that. And I've, like a lot of our pictures are already digitized and other things. I thought, you know, maybe that's what I should do somewhat this winter is do all of that sort of stuff and put it on a digital format and a couple of big thumb drives and set them in there. You'll have it. I've got a 3 terabyte portable drive that I've got all the stuff on a couple of the computers and stuff backed all the way back from whenever, and but it sits here in the house. I should put those all into another thumb drive and put that in a safety deposit box. We'll let you go, and hopefully these Echolinks will be back up for next Tuesday's chat, and I'll see if Gary got the email or anything. So with that, you and Mina have a good one, and we'll talk to you again. 7-3-9-U, Williamson, Michigan, saying 7-3.
Repeater, time out, please. Maybe for FCM.
Hey, very good. This is W9BN. I heard another station in there. Fred, I got to go. Get heading over to the doctor's office. We'll look for you next week over on, hopefully things will be restored to normal. And have a good week there. Have fun out on the golf course, and we'll look forward to the next one. Fred, if you're going to stick around for a minute, I'll let you pick up the other station that was in there. Go ahead and take it, old man. I didn't quite get your call. This is W9BN, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Now signing clear. See you later.
Okay, fine, Ray. 7-3. Yeah, I didn't hear anybody else jump in there. So, yeah, we got to go do our exercise pretty soon. So have a good one. We'll talk to you then. W9BN, KF9U.
Very good, 7-3, Fred. And if you talk to Paul, give him our best. KF9U, Williamson, Michigan, W9BN, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Zoodly bump to bump.